There's no obvious reason to assume that the very same rare properties that allow for our existence would also provide the best overall setting to make discoveries about the world around us. We don't think this is merely coincidental. It cries out for another explanation, an explanation that suggests there's more to the cosmos than we have been willing to entertain or even imagine. They conclude that the correlation between the factors needed for complex life and the factors needed to do science forms a meaningful pattern that points to purpose and intelligent design in the cosmos. Intelligent Design at the Smithsonian. Soon after Gonzalez and Richards published The Privileged Planet, Illustra Media produced a one-hour film based on the book. In October 2004, the film premiered to a standing-room-only crowd at Seattle's Museum of Flight. The Discovery Institute in Seattle, with which Gonzalez and Richards were both affiliated, then approached the National Museum of Natural History, NMNH, at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., to arrange a showing there. The NMNH, the same organization that persecuted Richard Sternberg for publishing an article about intelligent design, routinely makes its auditorium available to outside groups in exchange for a donation. Following standard procedure, NMNH staff reviewed the film to make sure it complied with the museum's policy excluding events of a religious nature. In April 2005, the NMNH agreed to co-sponsor a showing of The Privileged Planet on June 23rd in exchange for a $16,000 donation from the Discovery Institute. In May, invitations were sent to several hundred people in North America announcing, "The director of the National Museum of Natural History and Discovery Institute cordially invite you to the national premiere and evening reception of The Privileged Planet, The Search for Purpose in the Universe." When Darwinists learned of the upcoming event, they went ballistic. Their internet blogs, bristling with indignation, urged readers to send protests to the Smithsonian. The New York Times announced, "Smithsonian to screen a movie that makes a case against evolution." Yet the film, like the book, is compatible with cosmic evolution, and it says nothing about biological evolution. After being hammered by enraged Darwinists, the Smithsonian threw in the towel. Lucy Dorick, Associate Director for Development and Special Events at the NMNH, wrote to the Discovery Institute, "Upon further review, the museum has determined that the content of the film is not consistent with the mission of the Smithsonian Institution's scientific research." NMNH spokesman Randall Kramer told the scientist, "The scientific content, for the most part, is accurate, but the science is used to draw a philosophical conclusion." Discovery Institute's Jonathan Witt pointed out that the Smithsonian had had no problem sponsoring Cosmos Revisited, a series presented in the memory of Carl Sagan in 1997.